Welcome to Intrepid Heroes, an actual play podcast of the Starfinder 2nd Edition playtest adventure, A Cosmic Birthday. I'm Jason, and I'll be your GM.
I'm Scott, and I'm playing Zosra Shizori, a Patra Skirmisher operative who's looking for a new cause.
I'm Stephanie, and I'm playing Starchild, a Soki envoy full of energy from the Drift.
I'm Tim, and I'm playing Krizek Vare, a Warblood Vest soldier with a knack for violence.
I'm Mark. I'm playing Iswar, a Kasathan Graviton Solarian.
I'm John, and I'm playing Dr. Vic Dume, an android witchwarper seeking a lost reality.
I'm Ron, and I'm playing Jode, a human mystic looking to make the galaxy a better place.
And now, on to the episode. And welcome back to Intrepid Heroes playthrough of the Starfinder 2E playtest adventure, A Cosmic Birthday!
Yay!
Yay! Everyone gives a cheer every single time. And when we last left our Intrepid Heroes, you had made your way down to this mysterious part of the Ghost Levels where a small section of city had appeared out of nowhere, just sort of fused in with the space station corridors, and on your way to a power station, which is underneath Little Akaton, which is overloading, and trying to figure out how to put an end to that, right, so that there's not a whole bunch of explosions and radiations and whatnot. There's some sort of interdimensional radiation sort of suffusing the place, and as it stands, like, you know, as you came down here, there was a fountain in the middle of this sort of plaza, which collapsed to form a giant eldritch maw with tentacles phasing through the floor and grabbing you, trying to pull you into the maw. You got yourself through that pretty handily. And as you're sort of looking around, seeing there's a building to your left, a building to your right, and on the side of the bed, there's this bunch of mushrooms to the sort of southwest of you. One of them sort of looks up. Indeed, the cap of the mushroom seemed to be some sort of hat or helmet or just top of head of some kind of mushroom creature man who with a big gun. There he is. This guy, he's got armor on. Looks like it's probably also made out of slightly hardened mushroom. It's all very fungal.
There's a fungus among us.
There might be a fungus.
That gun is plugged into his head.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Never good.
It does not make me happy.
He's sort of, you know, kind of pointing it in your general direction, and he says basically, like, hold it right there. All right, now, will you mind telling me what's going on down here?
We're just passing through.
Oh, my. I've never met a creature like you before. This is amazing. Well, we're down here because we were asked to, because there's these things happening with the power station, and it's just, a lot of weird things going on.
Yeah, you tell
me. It's kind of the thing.
I saw that thing come out of the ground there, Maul, try to swallow you whole.
Yeah, that was pretty tense there.
I tell you, there's all sorts of strange things that happening around this here place. I was just sort of minding my own business out there in the elemental plane of wood, and found myself just sort of pulled in here.
Yeah, that tends to happen.
Okay, so what was it like? It was like instant, like there to here, or like did you go through some kind of like drift experience, or tell me more about that?
No, I was like, yeah, I was just minding my own business here in my circle, and he's gesturing to the mushrooms around him. With my three buds, and all of us were just pulled in here, just suddenly, bam, fungus, mud, the circle, my three buds, everyone.
Where are your three buds?
That's something, man.
So these are little like blobs kind of float up from the mushrooms. And they've got little faces. Okay. You can kind of see them. They're little tiny guys. They're sort of like mushrooms. And they're just kind of, they float. They're floating in midair, and they're just like, this mushroom guy is just like, yeah. The four of us. We was just playing cards, and we just appeared here. We've been laying low. But, you know, you all came in here, busted up that Maul and his tentacles, and I figured you might know something about what's happening here.
Yeah, have you had any kind of otherworldly voices that you've heard?
Otherworldly voices. I hear a couple things, though. There's something going on, and he points to the building to your east, basically. I hear some kind of chanting coming from that building. I'm not checking that out.
You know, I heard something in there, too. I was just about to open a door when the tentacle monster appeared.
And there's some other folks, and he points to the building kind of behind him to the west, and there, I don't know what they were complaining or sobbing or something. So,
well, are you willing to join us while we check it out?
Oh, I know.
Let's get ahead of ourselves.
My buds here, they're little fellas. I want to make sure they stay safe, so I'm going to stay here and keep an eye on them.
Okay.
My name's Eswar. What's your name, stranger?
Folks call me Gil.
Gil, it's a pleasure to meet you. I'm Starchild. I think that for your protection, maybe for kind of our mutual protection, actually, is there a way that you could alert us and we could alert you if something even stranger happens?
If something else comes around out of one of these here buildings while you're in the other one or whatever, I'll give a holler, that's for sure.
That'd be excellent. All right, and we'll do our best to not bring any horrors your way. How's that?
All right, fair enough. Do you know whatever it is you're doing going to get me back to where I come from?
We'll do our best. No promises.
But let me tell you, after we get this thing settled down and whatever, if you're still here, then we can find people from a couple of levels from here, and they might know more. You know, wizards and travelers who've been to these other planes and things.
What do you mean levels, by the way?
Oh, you're in a space station.
A what now?
Yeah, space station.
I'm in space?
You are in space, yes.
I mean, technically, even on a planet, you're in space.
Well, yeah, but I ain't ever been on a planet before. I'm from the elemental planet of wood.
That would be something totally different.
Ain't in space, as far as I know.
Okay.
That's mind blowing.
And the little guys are just kind of like, they're kind of like farting, like they're moving by like little farting noises floating in there. And they just kind of like, they're kind of doing a little panicked spin around. They're like, calm down, fellas, calm down. We'll get back to home, no problem. Soon enough, I'm sure. They don't like being in space, apparently.
Okay. Apparently not. It's a space station, so it's very grounded.
Yeah, if you stay inside, then it's not really space.
Not really. You mean,
sort of.
Fair enough.
I don't know. It is hard to explain.
Just think of it as a new experience, you know?
Well, definitely a new experience.
Exactly.
All the people back at the Plain of Wood when you get home.
Yeah, you're going to have a story to tell.
Well, roots crossed. We'll get home.
Jason, I was going to give you bonus points if you said Jehoshaphat.
Jehoshaphat. Jumping Jehoshaphat.
First, though, we do have to figure out how to save the space station.
We should
check that. Well, you do that then.
There's no reason to panic.
So, like, it's kind of like maybe you can kind of hear, like, if you get a little closer to this sort of open doorway to the south here, you can kind of hear some muffled talking.
South?
I'm not seeing anything except a black screen. Do I need to reload?
You might need to refresh.
Or move to a different, because there's a lot of that we haven't yet uncovered.
I forget I can see everything and you all can't.
Drag over.
Yeah. Trey,
so where are you all?
Down.
Try pulling my character down.
Just right click on the screen and try to move it around till you might see something besides black space.
Oh, okay.
If that doesn't work, you just might need to refresh the page.
No, I can see the words for each of our characters, but that's all I can see.
Oh, if that's all you can see, then you need to refresh the page. If you can see the names of characters, that's probably just a little graphical glitch there.
Okie doke. Maybe I'll.
Yeah, I blame what's happening on the station.
It's interdimensional radiation.
Man, something we are isn't quite awake yet.
Jason, do you mind reminding me when before everything hit the fan, I was up by
okay, this, that worked.
The yeah, you upper are. Door yeah, on yeah. the east. Mm-hmm. What did mm-hmm. I hear?
You heard a like a horse sound. A horse.
Yeah, that's what whinnying. I thought.
Yeah.
Okay. You know what? Is this conversation with this wooden mushroom fellow is winding down, and he doesn't seem hostile, and he doesn't seem willing to join us. I'm going to head back up to this door.
Okay. Well,
not without me. Don't go by yourself.
Is anybody down on healing? Because I am.
Oh, you're down on healing?
Meaning down on hit points.
If you're hurt, it means I'm not doing my job.
I am barely injured as well.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm down six. But
wait, so are we going to the towards the top of the screen?
Well, that's where I was going to go. You're down six. Yeah, that's where mm-hmm. You know what? I can probably help you with that.
I'm down eight. I wasn't complaining.
Ooh, well.
All right.
I look to be just fine.
Is anybody but I do other agree than that you should go wandering off by yourself? Whiny baby and need hit.
Harsh.
I'm going to take away your character role there if you're going to keep that kind of attitude.
All right. I will go ahead and...
It's old of you to call the Vesk a whiny baby. That's what I'm saying. But,
yeah, that has some cultural ramifications you might want to be drawn aggro on.
You could get hurt that way.
I'm just saying.
Exactly. A person could get hurt that way.
To the mushroom cowboy dude. So,
mushroom cowboy.
Mushroom.
All right. Wait, what are you doing with the mushroom? Everybody 7 hit points back.
All right.
Can I keep those as extra ones?
No, sadly, no.
I refuse mine.
Sad.
All right, that's fine. I'm not going to make you take it.
You're not hurt.
I have nowhere to put them.
If you're full up and you take them, you just get a nice buzz.
Right? So that's what I was just about to say. Well, I get some extra energy in the warm glow.
Sip of whiskey. Mm.
Woo!
Yeah.
Listen to a little bit of Ric Flair there.
There you go.
You gonna pop that door open? You want to take a listen to it there, Jode, or you just?
I'm gonna put my ear up to it and see if I was right that it was a horse.
Yeah, you kind of hear.
I think we have legends of these creatures on in the Aslanthi Empire.
We don't have any horses in the Aslanthi Empire.
I mean, not anybody. Yeah. Did we put them in our spaceship when we left Galarian? However Maybe many thousands did. Of years ago, I genuinely do not know.
Useful, you know.
Didn't you have a space arc?
I don't know. Arc. That was in the mists of prehistory, from my perspective. But I'm going to open it
I
up.
I see.
Okay.
I'm going to see what an Absalom station horse looks like.
Maybe do that after you open the door.
Are you cracking
Maybe
it
as
open?
I open the door? Yeah, I'll crack it open, take a little look.
Yeah,
I'll be kind of quiet about it if that.
Oh, a different door opening noise. Did y'all hear that? It wasn't this crazy Star Trek noise anymore. It was just a creaky creak. So,
it's like a wooden door, of course.
A wooden door creaks open. Behind this door, it looks to be like it once was some form of stable, right? There is a sort of dirt floor, but the walls are kind of stone. There's saddles and scraps of leather and harnesses hanging from hooks on the back wall. And piles of animal bones in a couple of these stalls. You can hear just through, and to the south, the wall is crumbled. And you can kind of see past it a little bit. It looks like there's some like lights kind of strung up. And you can kind of, again, hear a little bit more of the someone talking. And it kind of sounds like the same muffled. And you basically just hear, you know, shall purge every world of mortality's wicked designs and scour every heart with the light of the stars. Agreement.
I kind of turned to everybody else and
shrugged. Does that sound like a recording or like actually real time?
It sounds like someone talking.
Oh.
Sounds like a prayer meeting.
Right. Can I make a cultural check on that? Some sort?
Yeah.
You a cultural sensitivity check?
Give me like a... You can give me a society check or a religion check. religion. Society or religion? Society or religion? Sure, yeah.
I'm not good at either of those.
Give me some of that old-timey religion.
Maybe some more of this new-timey religion.
Yeah, it might be kind of new-timey, actually.
Sounds a bit wibbly-wobbly as well.
Could be.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, a 19 and a 16 on the dice there.
16, yeah.
All right. Well, Dr. Dumais got 27. Star Child, you got a 23. Wow. I mean, it does sound like, you know, someone preaching something. And there is a, Dr. Dumais, you get this impression. What did I say? The light of the stars, heart of the light of the stars. This, what you've heard of, that something has happened out in space. Right. If you've heard that, that something's happened to Octurn, it is awake. That all sounds like it's probably related to this.
Maybe they know more.
I think we should be prepared for the idea that they might be hostile. The whole purging things of mortality sounds bad to me.
That's a very good point.
Yeah.
The preaching kind of continues at a greater, like, frenzy. Hark! The nameless spawn of the Elder Ones appear! Lo, it shall shake the stars and topple the palaces of all mortal empires! Crown the newborn with guts and gold! Scream songs to the midwives who watched over its cradle! Embrace the coming of salvation! Oh, yeah, cheers, I agree. Not quite hallelujahs, but basically like, huzzahs, huzzahs, you know, kind of noises.
Are there like, does it sound like there's a lot of people?
You're catching maybe, maybe not like a crowd for sure. More like a couple. You're hearing like at least four or five different people kind of talking, like shouting.
It's a fairly poorly attended service, it sounds like.
Maybe. Yeah.
Making up for it in volume, though.
Well, does somebody want to sneak ahead and go look?
I'll do that.
Boldly forward.
I'll go in.
Wait.
that sound you hear that you heard before with the whinny, the horse's whinny, it happens again. Mm-hmm. Echoes through the stable, but you don't see anything.
The stable full of bones.
Yes.
Is the voices coming from here in the stable or through that hole in the wall?
No, they're coming
to
through the
south,
hole. The voice. They're coming through the hole in the wall to the south.
There's a hole in the wall to the south.
Right? Yeah. You can kind of see it. You can kind of actually see little bit more of what's going on down
not
there.
Not in the stable, but over here.
No.
The stable's got a hole in it, too.
Got a hole in its southern wall has a hole leading into this other room where you hear the voices of the people.
And also the whinnying.
Yes. There's a faint ghostly apparition kind of like appears as you're sort of looking around the stable of a
ghost horse.
Right? It kind of rears up. And actually, you know, Dr. Dumais, where you've sort of moved yourself near the stables, it kind of rears up at you and its hoof comes down at your face, but then passes through you.
And you're like, this is strange.
Very strange.
Why would it?
Like an actual horse doing this?
Yeah, it's a ghost of a horse, it would seem.
Well, I wonder whether it's a ghost of a big tent preacher revival. I'll step through the hole into the next room.
There's high tech stove over here. Let's check this out.
There's basically this maybe was once some sort of like indoor marketplace or bazaar, right? The ceiling is pretty high. It goes up about 50 feet. There are some of these sort of like metal stalls and counters kind of stretching to the left, right? There's this kind of large kind of piece of machinery right here that looks old. But still metal, right? Still kind of, you know, science fiction-y, but definitely ancient. You're not sure if it's like something that's been preserved forever or if it's like something that's been pulled through time. You're not entirely sure. There's also blood kind of smeared on the walls to the east and a little bit to the south and some of it onto these counters and stuff like that. There are a few people in here. Which you don't seem to be able to see because this counter is huge, apparently. I thought this was a counter. It's apparently a wall. We'll just say this. The sounds of the preaching kind of come from behind this large sort of piece of machinery. And there's lights kind of strung up. Right. You turn the corner, Jode. There's six people down here. Yes, indeed.
That's more than two or three.
Wait, hold on one second. One, two, three. No, there's one more person down here. Down here, and make them visible. They are. I'm going to show you this picture here. And probably look a little bit familiar. From way back when. They are sort of standing there. And they're like grinning. Yeah, yeah, cheering to this.
These are the cultists that we saw down in the.
They're dressed very similar to those cultists. The preacher fella, who is sort of in the middle of this, this machine here, in this sort of a nook next to this machine, it's kind of he's got a data pad holding it up a bit like a Bible, like a preacher would, and it's got some what looks to be like. You know, ovoid shapes kind of cracking open, sort of in a hologram form, kind of showing off. And he's, basically going, what interlopers?
No, brothers, no. We come before you as poor sinners in need of the enlightenment that you give. We want to share only our fervent belief in the one that's been birthed, for it is awake, and we want to revel in the glory.
If you have been, if you be true believers in the newborn and the midwives, you would have been here when it was birthed. And so you are coming late to this party, so I claim to you be interlopers and heretics and heathens. My people, you will take their blood, and we will soak our hands in it. I think that's going
to
be an initiative.
Okay, that's all I need to hear.
You're not going to get many new members this way, you know that.
We don't need new members.
Worst membership exclusive pitch club ever.
All right.
For we are the... Who the heck are we again?
Champions?
We are the disciples of the newborn. Gonna roll a bunch of dice now. Alright,
the whole thing's kind of dicey.
Oh!
Hey-o!
That's a lot of dice.
Yes.
Hatcher. Thane.
That might be his name.
Thane Hacker.
Hacker.
Hach.
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 Hey, everyone. Let's get some initiative checks. Let's get it going.
Yeah. Figured initiative was about...
I have initiated.
About time for that.
Oh, somebody rolled good.
Lo, I have rendered unto them my initiative.
Yeah. I have two, but I didn't do a very good job of it.
Not low at all.
What just happened? Okay. Yes, Def, Tim, I need you all to... There we go. I'm going.
God,
classic Krychek initiative roll. Natural one.
Well, at least there's someone after me.
He's enthralled. He's enthralled with the message.
Indeed. So, Steph, do you see the initiative tracker, Reno?
Oh, no, I was looking under skills and not finding it. It's the crosswords.
Sorry. You can get there, you can get it through not skills.
And then I was talking and didn't realize that I had left my... I was still on mute. So, there we go.
You can find the button underneath attributes.
Attributes, not skills. I was looking under skills.
Well done. Yep. Yes.
Yeah, I did that first, too.
All right. Sorry. Mr. Jode, as he says, coat their hands in blood. All of these sort of grab their laser pistols and their chakrams. What do you want to do?
Is he here?
He's here. You probably just can just sort of, you can't. You hear him talking from over here from this sort of.
Oh, I see. Oh, I take. I just take a little step then.
Okay, sorry, Tim. What were you about to say?
So for some reason, my initiative was set to crafting.
Oh, wild. Oh. No wonder it was just a plus three.
Then.
Yeah.
What's your
stop
bonus?
Making that basket? This is fighting time.
My initiative was 7 or 6.
Aren't you trying to be crafty?
I guess.
You crafted an initiative.
Anyway, yeah. It doesn't matter. But.
I forgot to check out that
still after
thing
me.
You told me about that the extra module. You told me about.
Yeah.
Tim, sorry.
You should.
I will.
Alrighty. I will say
you.
You
step over there and you see all these people.
You are the heathen, and then I cast the soul surge spell as his soul erupts in I don't know, radiance or something. Probably. Let's see.
Let's find out.
Something.
That's pretty good.
We will find out.
25 is gonna hit him.
Yay. And I shall roll the radiance at your feet. That's actually going to be 22 spirit damage.
Well, he has a spirit, so he takes all that damage. Oh,
nice.
My soul. Did you remember to lose the hit points from your vitality network?
I sure have. Okay, I'm tracking that on a piece of paper.
Terrific.
That's all fancy that way. All
right.
Yeah.
You've done that. Surprisingly, it's the disciple standing right next to you. He's gonna basically he's gonna grab this guy right here. Yeah, the guy right there, right to the south, the most northern one of them. He's gonna grab his chakram, his octurnite chakram, and slice at you with it.
Okay, rude.
It is rude. We'll see.
I'm in the middle of a spiritual battle with his.
That's a big miss.
With his boss there.
Terrible rolls. All right, Zosra. So he swings at you twice and misses. Whoosh, whoosh.
Excellent.
All right, well, I think we need to clear a path since I can't see anybody else. So I'm going to go ahead and aim at that one. That just, let's see. T is target. But we are going to do a weakening shot against him to start with. So that lets me...
aim on.
Which means I need to do the aim action. See if I can actually apply that effect. Yep, it does work now. Yay. And take a shot at him. Alright, where is it?
Shoot that gun.
Okay, yeah, there we go. Laser pistol.
Ooh, a critical hit with the 22.
That's excellent.
So he will take some damage. I also have aim on, so he's going to take some more damage.
He'll take some good damage.
Two and a one on the dice.
Two and a one on the dice. Still double to six, which does finish him off, actually. You put a laser bolt right in his face. It goes down.
Do not attack Jode.
Yeah, exactly.
You got one more action.
Thank you.
I do have one more action. Let's see. How far away is he? Yeah, he's in range. So I'll go ahead and let's just do an aim at this guy down here.
Okay, great.
And that'll be by action. So aim should still be on.
Yeah.
Oops. Okay. And it expires at the end of my turn, as usual.
Oh, yeah. Does it usually do that? It usually does that, right?
Yeah, it seems to turn off at the end.
Do you
want to
do something different than taking an action that would do nothing because your turn will be over? Yeah, like a move or recall knowledge.
Right. I guess what I was thinking is if I aim, then he does anything, I can hit him.
Yeah, but doesn't aim expire at the end of your turn?
No, it's the end of... Hang on.
I think he's saying the program turns it off.
Well, yes, because it's programmed to turn off at the end of your turn, because that might be what happens in the rules. Is basically it's programmed to do that for some reason.
Until the end of your turn, your range strikes. Yeah, okay, right. Because my reaction thing that I get. Well, but
does that make any sense now?
It doesn't make any sense because my reaction is only on something that I've aimed at, and if aim expires at the end of my turn, I would never be able to use that reaction.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Good thing this is a playtest.
Yes, this is a playtest.
Using the card.
Does it have to be aim? Isn't it hair trigger?
Hair trigger requires me. That's the one they changed. So it used to be you could do it for anybody that made a moon action.
Right.
Then they changed it to whoever you had last. I guess it's whoever you had last aimed at.
Last aimed at. Sure. Let's say that. So yes. If you do want to have aimed at that guy, we can just.
It's
keep
not
it as
on right now, but right. I think hair trigger lets me aim and fire, so it puts the aim back on.
Yeah. Should double check that later. But great. But it is this, and it is this guy's turn, as a matter of fact.
All right.
And he is pulling out his laser pistol. Let's see.
Is drawing a manipulate action?
It technically is, yes. It's an interact action.
Pull up. Yeah, interact.
Okay, are you within
let's pull up here trigger and see what it says. Trigger, the last creature you aimed at since the start of your last turn uses a manipulate action or a move action, makes a ranged attack, or leaves a square during a move action.
Sure, you want to plug him?
So, yep, that actually does it. So the benefit on that is I can do it at full map. So I will use my reaction to do that. Sure. Let's see. That just lets me do that. Hang on. I need to put aim on first.
I don't think you do. I don't think you get the critical. You don't get the precision. You're not, because aim is not.
You attempt to range strike. Yes,
I think you just shoot him.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's the last one I aimed at, but I don't get the
precision
actual
damage.
Aim.
Yeah.
Precision damage.
That's what it reads to me.
Okay.
Like to
yeah.
Me.
That,
but it allows you to take the action.
Yeah, it allows me to take the action with full map without and all this to roll.
Hit your hip.
So then the damage is just going to be base damage. Okay. I think that makes sense now. So two.
Okay. Two. You scorch him. He is going, you know what? I'm just going to shoot back at you then. Why not? Here we go. Here's a laser pistol at you.
Several reasons.
19, which is just going to hit you. But I will also do, well, I'll do four laser damage at you. And from
ow.
There,
hey, that's twice what I did to you.
He, what's my speed again?
I guess we're escalating.
This is the escalation, yeah.
Yeah, I guess so.
He's going to kind of like back up a bit. Right, who's next? The next one. The one way down here. Oh, boy. What's my range increment is 40 feet. How far away is that? I'm so zoomed out that I can't tell. Okay, he's going to have to draw his pistol. He's going to have to move up a little bit to take a shot at Jode with his laser. For the newborn. Oh, nat 20. Hooray.
Well.
Jed, here's 8 laser damage to you.
Alrighty, I'll take
the newborn favors me.
Damage.
Hooray.
So every damage is doubling right now.
Yeah.
2 to 4 to 8.
It's going to be 16 next. Well, we'll find out because it's the preacher's turn.
Oh, yeah. This will be 16.
Oh, my gosh. But he's so hurt. I wish I could heal myself. Hey, you
know
what?
Joe can heal.
You know what? You're going to cast Soul Surge on me? I'm going to cast Soul Surge right back at you.
That's, you know, fair.
How dare you?
To hit his AC.
Right? Well, 28.
Ooh. That is a critical hit against me. So that should be 16 damage. If so, that would actually be a pretty low roll for Soul Surge.
On a critical. No, well, hold on. A critical hit, the diamond double the damage, and you you become drained 1.
Oh, boy.
Yep.
All right, this could be bad for old Jode. We'll see.
This is going to be bad.
Oof.
So damage? That's 56 points of damage.
All right. Well, that is bad. I go to 0.
You go to 0. You're now dying 2. Hooray. You've technically drained 1. That does, I'll just say this though. That seems to suck the life out of him. He's going to actually lose 6 hit points from that because he does not have a vitality network.
Wow. That's so brutal.
It's pretty brutal. I think it's worth it. Dying. Boom, there you are. And at 2. Great.
Does anybody else have healing? I don't even know if I have a med kit.
We have a doctor.
Oh, I got an array of conditions now that I'm unconscious.
Yeah, you fell down.
I'm unconscious. I'm blinded. I'm prone. I'm off guard. Wow.
Yeah, well, a lot happens when you fall down to your death.
That's fun stuff. All right.
All right. This guy down here is going to draw his laser pistol and take a shot at Eswar, who's standing directly behind Jode, because now there's no cover.
I provide no cover anymore.
You provide no cover. Yeah, you're on great. The ground.
The soul surger has become the soul surge.
You've been soul surge. I rolled another nat 20.
Another critical hit. Wow.
These little scrubs are doing good. Four Gee damage. Sure. It's just four
laser
damage.
Down to four then.
All right, four is not. They've circled back around to low damage.
Yeah, apparently 28 is the maximum, and then you just recycle back.
Well, six is what I took.
I did the zero. Well, you know, when you get a high score in an old
that's
game,
that's right. It zeros back
around. Zero back around. Yeah, I rolled it over.
I do have a question quickly about Starfinder and Death and Dying. Does it work like Pathfinder Second Edition?
It
where
pretty
you,
much does. Yes.
So your turn result goes back in initiative to right before the
bad guys. Yeah, that is a good point. Well, we'll do that. And you can spend hero points to stabilize too, Joe. Don't forget about that. All right, so this guy way in the back here, he's actually not going to. You know what? Yeah, he throws his gun and like kind of hides. Goes over here and hides. All right, Dr. Dumais. You're muted, John. I can't hear you talking.
Talking about all kinds of stuff and saying all kinds of funny things.
I bet you were.
And you've heard none of it.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to battle medicine on Jode.
Right. Okay.
Oh, excellent.
So you rush over to his side because you were a little bit behind him. And you take an action to battle medicine. Let's roll that medicine check. Are you going with a DC? I assume you're going DC 15 and not higher.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
So you just use the treat wounds macro to do it.
That's right. I got to go to treat wounds. I'm sorry. Yeah. All right.
Oh, let me grab my battle medicine immunity.
I don't know what it's under.
Be under utility.
Okay. I see that now.
A success. All right. So, four Hooray. Healing.
Sweet. It Great. Is awake.
You are now no longer dying.
And that is how many
but
actions?
But we're also still down
medicine?
At the fours.
One action.
Yep.
Okay, get out line of fire.
And you get out line of fire. That's fair. You are wounded one though, Ron. But and still on the ground.
Wounded one.
And if you were holding any of your anything, it's on the ground next to you.
Okay.
All right. Eswar.
All right. I think I'm going to move down here a little bit. About that far or so. And then I am going to activate my black hole. Which I don't get
Please,
to do
this
very
is the
fun
of my show.
Ooh.
I said, this is a family show, please.
I was about to say, this is a family show myself. You beat me to it.
Ah,
okay.
I'm in your brain.
Colorful language.
Let's
it's
see. I
monochromatic language. Excuse me.
It's still a color.
I appreciate the monochromatic language.
Yeah. A number of creatures within a 30-foot radius of me. Must attempt a fortitude save against my class DC. And then what happens will result in depend on how they roll.
Creatures, including us?
The ones I choose. So not you guys.
All right.
Oh.
Just the bad. Oh,
okay. What if I want to be closer?
Hush.
I mean, it's not a bad thing if you but you
it's
probably
It's his
don't.
Decision, okay. not yours.
So you want all the baddies to make a fort save, right?
That's correct.
All right. Well, then let's begin that. And what's your DC?
One second here. Let me just find that. Could have sworn it was right here on my sheet. Where is that?
Is it class DC? It's on
it's
the
class
left.
DC. If you have the Foundry sheet open, it's under proficiencies way at the bottom.
proficiencies.
Mm-hmm. Where all your skills are.
Like the hand. If you click on the hand and scroll down.
The hand. There it is.
Boy, I got a whole bunch of sixes.
There it is. 19 is the DC they're trying to hit.
All right, great. Terrific. I got no successes. And I got a couple critical failures.
Okay. On a failure, the creature takes full damage, which...
there's damage? What? You didn't tell me there's damage. Yes, there's a second.
There is damage.
I call
there
foul.
There is very much damage.
You get to add bonus numbers to your roll for that?
Well,
I don't know.
Roll that damage, and we'll start taking it.
I'm trying to find the correct button for it.
I believe it's 1d8 damage.
It is 1d8, so... roll. There we go.
5. Okay. Respectable. Respectable indeed.
Average.
See, on a critical failure, it takes double that.
Okay.
And the failures are pulled 15 feet towards me and knocked prone. Critical failures pulled 30 feet towards me and still knocked prone.
You're going to get a whole lot of corpses.
A lot of corpses. Yeah, a lot of dead bodies
thrown at you. because the preacher guy had like 3 hit points left, and he takes like 5.
Perfect.
So he dies. Blah, and his body comes
and is pulled towards me.
Moving towards you and falls prone. The first guy rolled a critical failure, takes 10 points. That's enough to kill him. His body is pulled towards you.
Perfect.
This guy only takes the 5. Really hurt. What is it? 5 feet? No, 15 feet towards you on a move.
15 feet towards me.
We'll say corpses don't necessarily take up the space. So,
okay.
So this guy will be next to you. But everyone else is more than 15 feet away. But they also both rolled critical failures. So they're both dead.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Jeepers. Look at that.
Well, then.
That is some something.
I've been really waiting for a chance to use that.
Well, so that was amazing. That was an amazing turn. Yes.
One last note. It does have the cycle tag, which means it automatically changes my attunement to stellar.
Okay, great.
My nimbus that surrounds me changes from the asteroids orbiting me to just sort of a bright plasma. He glows now, and
you're just sucking up all their life forces, aren't you? And you're glowing in.
Wow.
The one who didn't die and is kind of pulled right next to you is like, it's almost like reverent, like, oh, you're from the stars. Oh,
that's right.
Okay, Starchild.
Do we want to try to get him to surrender?
One guy.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Can you guys not hear me again?
No. Yeah.
I can hear you.
Sorry.
What were you asking? You're welcome to ask him.
Okay. I guess I will. Hey, I'm about to fry you with some electricity, but would you like to surrender instead? We have some questions.
Here's what. I will treat this as an action if you make a diplomacy check. Right.
Okay.
This is more just sort of like, almost like an intimidation check to coerce someone,
demoralize someone or intimidate.
Well, do you want to diplomacy? Oh, that's a good point. Do you want to demoralize him with intimidation?
I'd rather I mean, it's a genuine question, so I'd rather use diplomacy. But
I think you can. You could. I mean, I think the way you
say
it, your words are intimidating, but your tone is diplomatic.
Yeah. Or I'm going to shoot you.
Well, yeah, I mean, given the
24. Yeah. So
that's pretty good.
It's clear that this guy who has been pulled right next to Eswar and is kind of like, whoa, stunned and shocked by what has just happened and all of his fellow disciples being sort of crushed by Eswar's black hole family show. is cowed. He's cowed. He's probably he drops. You know, he looks like he's ready to surrender. There is still a guy though who ran down here, south, and around this sort of machine looking thing.
Okay. I don't have a line of sight on him, do I?
No, no one does.
Okay. All right. So this guy's cowed and he might actually surrender.
Yeah, I think it's pretty, you know, unless something else happens, he'll probably surrender. Is what you believe. Hmm.
Okay. So I'll let everybody know that. So I think we don't need to kill this one. I think he's going to talk. Then I'm kind of wondering what else to do. Maybe I'll. Oh, whoops. Oh, sorry.
Do you have any healing or battle medicine? Joad's still pretty hurt, I think, right?
Oh, I can fix myself.
Oh, that's a really good point. I might have a med pack.
If we're done with a fight, well, we're, I don't know.
We're not. There's still somebody that's over there.
I know.
If you've got a med pack.
I could try.
I don't think he can do battle medicine again. I think he's immune to it now.
Yeah. He's currently.
Okay. Well, I don't think I have that anyway. Let's see. Maybe there's something.
Yeah, move down and check out this machine, whatever is going on with this thing.
See if you can get a line on.
I'll move down here to both. I mean, to just be there in case he does change.
Start looting the bodies.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true. What can
I? Tradition.
What can I tell about this machine here?
Give me like a crafting or a computers check.
Okay.
Or a perception check. I'll say.
My computer's is pretty good.
All right, yeah.
I don't. Yeah, it's better than crafting. All right. But so I don't know poorly.
You're looking over this shiny. Sort of like. Yeah, I mean, well, it's not actually not shiny. It's pretty dingy, and it's old technology from what you can tell. In the same way that, like, you're used to futuristic, sleek, things without buttons. This is a, like, big, chunky, I think it's often called, like, cassette punk. It's like what the technology in Aliens, right, in the Alien movies, basically sort of like from the 70s, what the 70s thought would be the future, right? So you're not really sure, like they're like excellent. Shutters and big chunky buttons and keypads and stuff like that you're not sure what they do. All right, Krizek.
I don't know, can I get past him?
You can get past him. You can basically sort of go around him because there's just some dead bodies on the floor and you can stomp past.
Right. I'll let you pass me.
Exactly.
And the bodies hit the floor.
Same. You can basically step over Star Child.
I kind of want to headbutt him. I kind of want to headbutt him and knock him out.
If you want to do an unlethal attack, go for it.
Yeah. And so was that a -4?
-2.
-2.
Yeah.
Easy roll still.
Yeah. As I walk by him, I'm just going to be like, and just like headbutt him.
Fair enough.
Nice.
Do you want to, if it's an unarmed, it's straight up unarmed attack?
Yep.
That is non-lethal by default, so you don't have to take the -2.
I will just do that. Let me go ahead and target him.
And really, anything else would have been out of character for Krizek.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a hit.
19.
All right. Dude, roll that damage. All of that damage. 5 non-lethal damage. It does knock him out. You do, he goes down. I'll just make him sleepy.
No longer awake.
Where's my unconscious? There he is. Boop. All
right. It is awake, but he is not.
And it keeps moving down to about there.
What's your what's your speed?
All right, hold on.
I think because you had to make 2 moves just to get behind that guy, right?
Yep.
Okay.
So I'll just get there. I'll be right here.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yep.
Badoop doop. All right, okay. Zosra, we're up to you.
Okay. Again. Well, I can't see the other one, so I'm going to move in. 5, 15, 20. That's 25 to there. You said there was another one.
You saw him juke over here to the left, basically. Okay. And
So 35 gets me there. That's a single move. And then I'm going to move some more. Oops, now I can't.
You're underneath the body.
Yeah, hang on. I know there's a way to get to that. Okay, so 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. 35 would get me to there.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's him.
That is him, and he's got his gun pointed right at you.
All right. Let's see if he has a ready to action.
He does not.
Guess not. All right. Wowzers. So, a couple of options.
You got one action.
One action, which kind of cuts it down.
Yep.
Either tag him or pin him with a shot. I'm going to go ahead and target him with a shot. Say, whoa, hold on there. Where are you going?
Oh, Zosra suddenly from Boston. Yeah. That is a critical hit.
Yeah, but that's of course without my aim. So you know,
mm-hmm. that's just do 56 number. Damage. That's how much crits do when they come into me.
No,
yeah,
eight, which I think doesn't take him down, but gets.
Eight takes him down.
He already took some damage.
No, they just don't have a whole lot of hit points.
Never mind.
For the newborn, and he feels like he's about to, because he would have gone next. He goes way down. The guy who's unconscious would have gone next. But anyway, looks like he's about to shoot you, and you just ping, plug him with your laser pistol. He goes down. Boom. All right, end of fight. Not too difficult at all. So you collect that area these guys. Thing. Oh my god, jeez. You target like these guys' worst saves, basically. With that fortitude save. You picked over. They've got basically sort of some paraphernalia that's semi-familiar from the cultists that you saw down in the ghost levels. If you want to wake this one guy up, you can and talk to him. What do you want to? Is that what you want to do?
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
Meanwhile, hey. I'd like to take a look at the priest and especially get his data pad with the information that he was preaching on it. That might be valuable.
Yeah, it's
good point.
It's definitely got like.
And if anybody else can figure out something about this machine, sorry,
It's okay.
I can take a look at the machine.
The preacher guy has a non-laser pistol on him. Just a regular semi-automatic. One of these chakrams made out of this weird metal.
I have one of those.
Yeah, it's a couple of you do.
I do too.
Because you found a bunch of them. And his data pad, which has got a bunch of like ramblings on it, one would say, right? It's almost like a diary.
Not sensible or...
Not quite. I mean, you get this a lot of like... probably written, there's a little bit of a speech and it talks about... There is some information about something or someone or some thing, some ones called
these
midwives. Yeah, that seem to be pretty new. But it doesn't really explain what they are so much as that they are... behind the birth of the newborn in some way, or they shepherded it, or
I mean that's what midwives do.
Well, yeah, of course, exactly. But what they are they people? Are they creatures? You're not sure. You wake this guy up.
Might be a mushroom guy named Gil, for all we know.
What? Newborn, protect me. What do you want?
Answers.
Answers. Oh, the newborn has all the answers you seek. Give yourself over to them, and you will be enlightened.
So how exactly does that work?
How does it work? Well, you open your mind to the newborn, who is birthed new to this universe and will consume all given time.
I don't like that.
So I'm needing a little more detail on how you open your mind.
Well, you must...
And also who this being is.
The newborn is a god. a new god unto this universe, and to give yourself over to him is to give up all worldly possessions and all worldly cares and all worldly worries.
Okay. Is this what he's going to, like, do? He's just going to spout this nonsense, because I'm going to roll an intimidation check and tell him to shut up and speak normal.
Okay, sure. He seems solid in his faith in the newborn and continues to spout a bunch of nonsense.
I headbutt him again.
Go, knock him out.
I see. Oh, dear.
I want to check out this machinery.
It's going to be harder to talk to him if you keep knocking him out.
Well, if he stops talking silly, maybe I'll let him stay awake.
Yeah. I'm sure there's something in there that's going to make sense.
There's two. Hasn't yet.
Did Joe learn anything from the data pad?
There's a bunch of nonsense in here.
Uh-huh.
See? Nonsense.
Rambling nonsense.
Jason, that data pad.
Which skills would I need for this to check out this machine?
You can give me crafting or computers. One of those two.
The same. Let's do crafting.
Is there anything I'd want to look at the data pad? Is there anything else to be learned from it?
Oh yeah, I'll pass it over if you want to take a look.
Sure. Why don't you give 17. Me a computer's check, Steph, while I talk to Mark here? You go in there. You can kind of like figure out. There's like a series of buttons to press to kind of get some of these shutters open, and most of them are just kind of empty, full of ancient like crates or boxes and stuff like that. But within one of them, you find what look to be syringes filled with magic.
Whoa.
Yes. And you can kind of, I'll just go ahead and tell you that you can identify these.
I'm going to say, Doc, you want to look at these? Or?
Yeah. I can take a look. Yeah.
Yeah, Dr. Dumais, what they filled with magic?
Syringes and doctors, they go together. Or not.
They kind of go together, syringes and doctors, I hear.
Syringes and doctors.
Yeah.
These are spell amps, Dr. Dumais, and they are for the spell invisibility.
Ooh.
Basically, you know, they're just sort of easy to use injections of like, basically like potions, but you inject them into your body.
How many?
Two. There's two of them. And they're in your party stash, which is where that med patch is too, by the way. I think that Steph was thinking of earlier. There's a med patch in your party stash, stash for later.
Okay.
Yeah. But Starchild, you take a look at this this preacher's data pad, and he doesn't have like, maybe if he's got security on it, it's weirdly encrypted, or maybe it's just gibberish nonsense. All of the things that are sort of on here.
Oh man, yeah, Jode was right.
Let me take a look at that.
Cultists and their nonsense. Cultists, here you go.
Nonsense.
But okay, I want to wake him up and ask him like some basic things, like where were you this morning, and where is this newborn?
One thing that you get out of this, Dr. Jumea, this data pad, is a couple mentions of the substation, the charity substation, the power. You kind of get it through that. It's sort of because it's referenced mainly as charity, and the way it's in there in his language, you kind of can't quite tell if it means the virtue or the place. But you kind of can sense that he's some of the other sort of surrounding stuff lets you know that there's a way that. They were sort of like maybe heading there or had an appointment there or something along those lines. And in fact, just to let you know, there's actually like not quite pictured here on this map. There's a sort of a way out of this building to the sort of southeast of where you are, leading sort of looks like more into sort of ghost level style tunnels. But with this data pad, you can kind of like maybe use that to get directions from here to where the substation has been kind of like hidden away through all this sort of trans-dimensional nonsense.
Right. Yeah. Very good. Very good. I will share the map with my compatriots.
Terrific.
Okay.
Yeah, that's excellent.
Hey, that's actually nice not work. Nonsense.
It's not quite nonsense.
No, you had it upside down.
Oh, okay.
All right, start.
Oh, I was trying to understand it on a metaphysical level, anyway.
Fair enough. Steph, do you want to wake this guy up one more time?
I do.
Okay.
Okay.
I step away because it makes me angry.
Fair enough.
Just by opening his mouth.
Oh, what's happening?
Hey, sorry. I just had like some really basic questions for you. Like, how did you guys get here and why were you here and what's going to happen next? Like, what were you trying to do before you attacked us?
We came down, we followed the midwife. The midwife, she was here. She came down and we followed her down. And she's down here to continue the process of the newborn's birth.
Okay. What does she look like?
Oh, she is a creature of unimaginable beauty.
Mm-hmm.
Not like you or I. No, she is an otherworldly being that only the only one who could bring forth the newborn. And she is getting the power of this station.
Is she one of the midwives?
She is one of the midwives, one of the great 13 who birthed the newborn.
That's great.
Can we get some more? Like, how big is she? Does she have wings? Is she mostly transparent?
No, you can see her in all of her glory. She's got quite a number of tentacles, though, I'll tell you that.
Tentacles, okay, good to know.
Oh, yep.
Would I to be blessed by those tentacles, her tentacled touch upon my face?
Hey, now.
Family show.
Family show.
Does she have a name?
Abnika is her name.
Abnika.
Amnika.
Would you call them nuclear appendages?
Nuclear appendages? Or wait.
Noodly.
Oh, noodly. Are they noodly? They could be considered a bit noodly. And she will siphon the energy of this place to bring forth, to feed the newborn in his time of birth, in his time of postnatal weakness. And with that, he will become all powerful. All praise the newborn. All praise the newborn.
So are you worried about anything stopping this?
No, event? How could anyone stop Amnika, the midwife? She is all powerful and all much.
Do you know where the other midwives
are? Of us, that's for sure.
Right, but she needs power.
Yeah, where did
the other midwives, they have gone to their own corners of the universe. Okay. And she needs this power because the newborn needs to be fed.
How did you
he is but a babe.
Here? Yeah, how did
oh,
you
can
follow
hear her?
Her?
Can't you not? Can you not hear her? Can you not hear her speaking? It is awake. Do you not understand?
Oh, that's her.
It is awake.
Oh. And we did hear her. We just thought she had the wrong number.
Quite a bit, actually.
Then you know that you've been touched.
But not by a newly appendage.
One more time?
So where did you come from?
Well, we come from all
you
over.
You said you followed her.
Yes, this very space station here. I was a bit a mere data entry clerk before accepting the newborn into my life.
Hey, watch it.
A former
data entry clerk.
So lowly. So lowly.
Crushing weight of the mundanity of that profession. I knew that I had to
make the accounts payable. Okay.
Oh shoot! I mean, it was great and glorious work. Of course, it was important and mysterious work. But the touch of the newborn upon my mind has made me see clearly. See, I'm getting it. He's crazy to leave a job like that behind. Am I right, guys?
Yeah. Oh sure.
Yes. Reliable paycheck like that. Oh yeah.
Oh, the stability was too much for me.
All right, I'll consider it.
He couldn't handle that button-down life.
No, indeed. So do you what do you do with this guy after he's done his ranting and raving?
Would you like to join your friends?
Let's give him to the mushroom guys.
Oh, that's not a bad idea.
Well, they could talk with him and figure out what they you know, need
maybe,
to know.
Maybe he knows how to get them back.
Well, I think we should ask Mushroom Guy first, because
Esmer, did you figure out this machine already?
We could ask the Mushroom Guy. We could also just knock him out again.
And we got these syringes that make you invisible.
Hmm.
Didn't see that coming.
Yeah.
You know, I look around momentarily and then keep to myself the fact that we Aslantes would see something like old-timey tech like this and joke that it must have come from the Pact Worlds, but nobody here is going to think that's very funny.
Well, I don't know. The data entry joke went pretty well, so. While you guys were doing that, by the way, I did lift a very nice pistol off this guy.
Yeah, you took his gun. Sweet. I saw that. I saw you fully loot that corpse.
I was moving everything else for everybody else, and then I went, oh, look, it's a pistol like I have, only it's better.
Nice. I mean,
it doesn't shoot lasers.
I have another one.
Sometimes you don't want to.
It is advanced, in here at least.
Oh, my word, I forgot. I didn't notice that. I forgot that it's difficult to tell, a little difficult to tell with the names when things are like basically plus one striking. And advanced is plus one.
Mm. Plus one striking. So an extra damage dice of damage.
Oh, nice. That's nice.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
You'll be able to use that well on our behalf. I think that's that. We all benefit when you use that, Scott.
We do.
Yeah,
I'm really
perfectly happy to have you.
So, it goes commercial, tactical, advanced, superior.
Yeah, and I do have a regular commercial one.
Okay, great.
I've got tactical on my other one.
You take this guy, maybe hand him over to Gil a little bit, who's like, yeah, I'll watch over this fella. And is the plan to then sort of head down the tunnels towards the substation?
Gil heard something on the other side, right?
Yeah, another door,
I mean, I do want to quickly evaluate whether we are in a milestone-based universe or an XP-based universe as to whether or not we need to finish every single room.
Well, there's not only whatever is regular milestone or XP or whatever, but there's also could be like stuff. You're in a stuff-based universe.
Or
that's
good,
for sure.
Or good information.
Plus one striking lasers. Yes.
Mm-hmm. I do like plus
one. But I got my gun because you guys.
I do like stuff.
So as you guys decide what you're going to do next, we will end, we'll fade out on tonight's session. We can discuss in between whether or not you guys want to head down to the substation or just find out what's in this other building.
Or door number two.
Or take the mule or whatever happens there. Or is it a goat? Right. Anyway. We'll talk to you. We'll see you all next time on Intrepid Heroes.